Today is Monday, September 6, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I'm technically on vacation today. And I recorded on Friday. You know, I was also taking... I took most of the day off on Friday. I worked a couple of hours. And I had mix minus Friday evening. So, it was a standard Friday evening. And we had a lot of fun over there. You guys should go and listen to Mix Minus. It's, we record at, well, we do a pre-show. And the pre-show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern on Friday nights over at pride48.com. You can click on the chat, little link at the top, and there's Discord, and then there's a link to play live. So right in the middle of the page, there's a player. You can also listen on TuneIn. So you should join us. We had a really good chat room. I tried another one of the drinks from the Bartesian. I tried the lemon drop. So far, the amaretto sour, which is not technically an amaretto sour because there's no amaretto in it, is my favorite. Anyway, so I did that. And then on Saturday... Saturday I mowed the lawn because that's something that we needed. I needed to do. I didn't actually mow the backyard last week, and so I really needed to mow the lawn so that it just gets really, you know, tall, and it's hard for the mower to mow it. So I did that, and I listened to my... There's a podcast now that I listen to called Make Me Smart, which is a marketplace. It's similar to NPR, but it's just a different company, a different nonprofit company called Marketplace that does a similar thing. They have radio programs. I don't know if they have like a radio station, or I don't know exactly, or if they are on AM stations, or I'm not really sure about that. But anyway... a lady that I used to listen to on CNET, Molly Wood, made her way over to Marketplace, and so that's how I found out about it. She did a tech podcast there, but then she's on this other show called Make Me Smart. And they're doing a show 5 days a week, and they're about 20 minutes long. And so what I usually do now when I'm mowing is... Mowing actually takes between an hour and a half and 2 hours, so I do have time to listen to some other podcasts as well. But normally, I will first listen to all the Make Me Smart episodes from the week. So anyway, I did that. We have this gigantic spider in the backyard. I mean, the biggest spider... Well, not the biggest. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and post it with this episode. It's yellow and black, and it looks very menacing. It looks like a spider you would see on a horror movie, or, you know, one of those jungle movies where they're out in the jungle, out in the wilderness, and some massive, you know, spider. Or they could have used this as the model for the spider in, I don't know if it was The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings, but the big spider that spins him in a web. I can't even remember if it's... Bilbo. I think it's Bilbo. Anyway, regardless, it is a huge spider, and I just try to stay away from it because it's about the size of my hand, and it's not like I could just kill it with my hand or something. I mean, I haven't killed it. It's been there for 2 weeks. I thought it would be gone, but it's been there now for 2 weeks, maybe over 2 weeks, because I didn't mow the lawn or the backyard last week. I only mowed the front yard last week. So it may have been there 3 weeks now. I don't know. I mowed, and I'm scared of the spider, but it is what it is. My parents brought over Shane, and we've been keeping him. And so, you know, we had to close everything up so that he didn't go in the backyard. He put his poop. It's always a pain when he's here and I need to mow, because his poop is always like wet and it very difficult to pick up. It's not very solid. I guess he needs more fiber. And so it's a pain in the butt because I like to pick up any poop that's in the backyard before I mow. A, so I don't step in it. So I don't roll the lawnmower through it and have poop in the lawnmower wheels. But also, you know, I like to keep our yard, even though currently we're not using it to host any parties or anything like that. I like to be in the habit of keeping it clean so that if we wanted to go out in the backyard and throw the ball with Sydney or, you know, I don't know, play slip and slide. I mean, we never would, but if we wanted to do that, you know, we could. So I usually walk through and try to pick up any poop, but his is so difficult to pick up. So we had lunch and then I had decided we were going to go and do some shopping on Saturday because Mark had wanted to do some shopping and I needed to get my, and now I can't remember if we did that on Saturday. My weekend is just a blur. I'm trying to think what we did. It might have been, no, we did our shopping yesterday. I can't remember. Anyway, it's all, so let me go back to that. So I don't think we shopped. We just kind of hung around the house and, cause after I mowed, I'm always kind of woozy after I mow. I had not weighed. This is the thing. Okay. I'm back on track. I had not weighed in since the vacation. And so I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to bite the bullet because if I don't know how much I weigh, it's going to be a problem because I'll just keep eating and I'll keep making excuses and, you know, whatever. And so I thought, okay, I've got to just force myself to weigh. So what I decided to do is not very healthy, but I thought, okay, I want to give myself the opportunity to weigh as little as possible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mow first, but I'm not going to eat or drink anything. And it's hot outside, so I should be drinking stuff. And then after I mow, we're going to go do our walk because, you know, I mow in the morning or in the late evening. In this case, I was mowing in the morning. So it's like, okay, we're going to go and do our walk and then we're going to pick up food on the way home. But I'm not going to eat until after I weigh. I'm going to, you know, also use the bathroom, do anything I can to shed. Anyway, so I did all of that. Then I weighed and I did gain weight. But I was fearful that maybe I'd gained back every single pound because I remember I lost 24 pounds on Weight Watchers in the most recent round of, you know, losing weight. And so I gained 8 pounds. So I still am 16 pounds lower than when I was when I started, which is great. But I did gain 8 pounds since the vacation. And I don't know if that's good or bad. The vacation was July 4th-ish. So, you know, August. So in 2 months, I gained 8 pounds. So I gained about a pound a week. And I would assume I gained a lot of that during the vacation, maybe 3 to 4 pounds during the vacation and then the rest. Because, you know, when you're on vacation, you're eating a lot of food. So I actually was not unhappy with that because I can lose that 8 pounds in 4 to 6 weeks probably if I get back on the horse, so to speak. So we just hung around. We watched MasterChef because I get woozy on day, especially when I don't drink enough water. So I drank so much water and tea after I weighed myself. Just, I don't know, 4 or 5 glasses. And started feeling better immediately because I was just dehydrated. And so anyway, we ate and watched TV. And then Saturday night, I decided I didn't want fast food. So we just made eggs and rice for Saturday night. We made kind of a breakfast thing. I made myself a biscuit. I have some frozen biscuits that I can just pull one or two out. Mark doesn't like biscuits, and so he didn't have any, but I did. And then after we were done eating, we watched a movie. I wanted to use all the new stuff: the Bartesian, the popcorn maker, the refrigerator, like all of that. So we watched Cruella, And it was good. It was pretty good. And we had popcorn. We had a couple of cocktails. And Mark liked the cocktails. So he liked the Amaretto Sour. That was his favorite. And we each had two. And we had popcorn. And yeah, so it was a good evening. And then on Sunday, I did have church on Sunday morning. And I decided I wanted Jason's Deli, just a chicken salad sandwich from Jason's Deli. And I wanted a salad. And so I stopped there, made my salad, got the sandwich, got Mark food, and came back and we had lunch. And then we did our shopping. So we had our lunch, and then that was when we were going to do our shopping. So we were looking for a stereo, a car stereo for me. And because that's Mark's birthday present to me. He said, I'll get you, because my car stereo has been broken for at least a year. And so we went to Best Buy and I picked out a stereo and we scheduled the install and took care of that. And then we just kind of went around and to a couple of different furniture places, and we were looking for some more furniture. He needs a love seat for his office. So we did that. All right, I'll end it here and we'll pick it up tomorrow. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.